And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, I gotta tell you, man, so I just to rehash, because I was kind of, you know, giving just a nutshell of it. So two things that spring to mind when I think of the politics of Aspen, well, three things really. One was, I never forget, in a mayoral race in Gadsden, Alabama, one of the candidates got up there to speak against the incumbent. And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Have you ever seen so much asphalt?" And it was so obvious, because the incumbent was paving roads all over town, like blacktopping everything. It was pretty, and it was designed to get votes. But then there was the time when I was in the state Senate, Highway 411 literally had not been connected. I mean, it had been talked about for literally almost my entire life. Like, at that point, we're talking in 40-some-odd years. People used to joke when I took office, and I'd say something about Highway 411. "Oh, Senator, we've been hearing that since, you know, my granddaddy was, you know, running his business over there in Cherokee." Anyway, the bottom line is, we were able to get that project rekindled. But it had already been kicked off. My predecessor was a Democrat and had just totally ticked off the governor. In the meantime, Highway 411, they had already cut the road. They had already laid the foundation. And then they shut it off, and you had 10 miles of dirt, 10 miles of basically packed dirt. You know how they go in there and they lay the pad and all that? 10 miles of just dirt, and it sat there with weeds growing up in it. Like, I've never seen a bigger waste of taxpayer dollars. And so we got that thing rekindled. We got 10 miles of it done. That left the last 3.5 to 4 miles. And, you know, praise God, they're actually finishing it up right now. I think they're going to do a ribbon cutting here very soon. And for the first time in the history of ever, Cherokee County is going to have 4-lane access to an interstate. But it's all political. And then there's my buddy Bill Holtzclaw. So I hope he's listening. Bill Holtzclaw, thank you for your service. Semper Fi, my brother. He and I sat next to each other on the Senate floor for 8 years. And we both ran at the same time, and then we both decided not to run at the same time. But Holtzclaw, he and I enjoyed the fact that we got to be the ones who killed the first gas tax. They tried to bring that thing in, man, and they didn't do a very good job. It was during Bentley's administration, and being W in the alphabetical order, they were calling the roll. Senator Williams, no, and that was the killer vote. Yay! But I'll just say this. I understand that roads cost money. And I understand that sometimes you got to put them where you need them to go because of more than just road usage. You know, there might be a county that has no access or whatever. But all that to say, Holtzclaw, we had the gas tax proposition from Bentley's administration. And they were pushing for it. And the business council was behind it. And then Holtzclaw puts up a billboard in Huntsville. And it says, "Governor Bentley wants to raise your taxes. I will not let that happen. Semper Fi, Senator Bill Holtzclaw." I thought that was hilarious. It did not sit well with LDOT Director John Cooper. LDOT Director John Cooper literally decided, and here's his quote. He said this. He said, "If Senator Holtzclaw is that concerned with taxes, I think he'd probably be uncomfortable with us spending tax money in his district, so I pulled the projects." So basically, the people of that district were being represented by someone they elected, who was elected to be a low-tax or a no-tax guy, and he was only doing that which he believed was right for his constituency, and the LDOT director decided to pull the projects. The same guy who we were talking about with a minute ago with Erica Thomas. He admitted it. He said the billboard was a step too far, and so he pulled the projects. I will say this. Holtzclaw held a press conference, and those projects got turned back on. It took a while. But the politics of asphalt, man, I mean, you could see it in other places. You can see it in places like up in Alaska, and we'll talk about that in a minute as I wind up this topic. If you want to chime in, you're welcome to it. Have you ever seen a road getting built or not built because of politics? I guarantee you some of you have. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Y'all chime in. We'll talk about it a bit more when we get back. Y'all stay tuned.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're finishing up number one of the Triple Dipper, the politics of asphalt. And somebody who has pounded a whole lot of asphalt in his days. That would be our buddy Jeff from Indiana who just called in. So I'll just go straight to the phones. And Jeffro, what do you think about the politics of asphalt, brother?
Well, you know, these roads aren't racist; they're just corrupt. I'm over here on the chip and seal Interstate 65 in Tennessee because that's just about what it is. It's there's not enough asphalt in this thing to keep the rocks together. There's more paving on the side of the road than there is in the road anymore, I think.
What'd you call it, the chip and fill?
Yeah, it's chip and seal, basically, because it's like an old chip and seal road where it's not asphalt. They just kind of put a tar down and put the rock chat on top of that, you know, to make basically a tar road. These over here are just about the same way, I think, because it's after the tar leaves, the rocks just fly everywhere.
You know what drives me crazy, too, is when you're driving along and you see the big construction merge coming up. You got no choice. You got to slow down. You almost sit still. And then it's cones and cones, and like for a mile and a half of cones, and you never once see a worker. But you just can't get anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. But these roads and everything, like I say, there's so much money and corruption in this stuff. And like I say, I used to haul the roads and everything, work for aggregate company and help build roads and stuff. And the things they'll sit there and build a brand new road, and because they basically pay off these inspectors and engineers and everything for the state, they get away with murder. Because I've been on a bridge before and everything, you know, a brand new bridge, and it would just basically toss you out of your seat. I mean, I've watched a guy that was in front of me cross it with a small car one time, and his radiator just exploded because it was literally that rough on a brand new road. The road was less than 6 months old.
Wow.
But they will not fix it. We've got roads in Indiana now that the road is basically sliding into the side of the road there, and it's pushing up sometimes at least a foot in places, but they won't fix it. They put a barrel out there, and this is a state highway. So it just, you know, they've got plenty enough money to do this and that for the roads and everything. They're usually got an overabundance of funds, but then when they mess up, they will not fix it for nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, here in Alabama, there's a guy who's no longer in office, thank goodness, who used to be one of the major power brokers down in Montgomery, and his son had a road building company. Go figure. And they got some major roads up in his district. How about that? Yeah. Wow.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Funny how that works. Well, yeah. I mean, you see them all, and sometimes it's state-maintained, sometimes it's municipal, sometimes it's a combination, and then sometimes it's even federal in the interstates. But it's amazing how much money is tied up in infrastructure like that. And then every once in a while, you've got a question, why is this one being repaved when the ones that over there haven't been touched in 20 years? And what you look at eventually is sometimes it just boils down to politics.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, you know, we've had some slides in Indiana there and everything on this state road I'm talking about. And instead of buying a right-of-way, just, you know, over maybe 30, 40 feet where they could fill it in and where the bank had slid, and just, you know, cut that part of the road off and make a kind of a detour around it, they'll spend millions of dollars putting in concrete barriers and all kinds of stuff, you know, just to hold a small bank up when they could have just bought a little bit of property to the left or right of it and went ahead and filled that in, paved over it, and everything would have been fine. Tax dollars are so misused on road funds.
Well, totally agree, man. If anybody's seen some roads, it'd be you. So you be safe on the roads today. And I don't know if it's raining where you are, but we're having like epic rain down here at the studio.
No, I just drove out of it a while ago. I'm in Tennessee.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we appreciate you, man. Take care.
Have a good one, Phil.
You too. Yeah, and so, I mean, like, you remember this? So when Sarah Palin, and, you know, it, regardless of whether you liked Sarah Palin as a candidate for VP, she had already been the governor of Alaska. And she's the one who coined the phrase, the bridge to nowhere. She actually had a bridge. And I know where I got the number a while ago. I was thinking $200-something million on the bridge down in Baldwin County when I was talking to Erica Thomas. It came out of this article. I pulled this one. It's a 2015 article out of Reuters that was talking about sort of reaching back in history to the bridge from nowhere. It was dubbed that. It connected a little small city called Ketchikan to its own airport, and it was a $223 million earmark back in 2005. $223 million. But they never got it done. So they started some of the infrastructure, and then they would just sit. And it just it brought national attention to the area, by the way. It was, you know, it was 230 miles south of the state capital of Juneau. It's in an area that's very remote. And it just, you look at it, and earmarks eventually of up to $450 million were assigned to this thing. And it became like the model for governmental waste, and it was in a road. And then in 2007, Governor Sarah Palin put the brakes on it and just said, look, stop. No, stop. We're not doing this. She made that part of her campaign platform as VP candidate with John McCain, talking about the bridge to nowhere. But we see things. There's things happening right now. Like, for instance, I can tell you, I know of multiple communities in North Alabama that are in serious need of having their traffic alleviated. Now, Huntsville, I love you. I grew up there. A lot of my family's still there. But it looks like right now, according to an article from AL.com, there's about to be another round of development on the parkway. Now, Huntsville's the largest city in the state. I get it. And they say it's all about priorities. Okay. But it often involves politics, because you cannot tell me that the priorities there are any bigger than what they are on the bridge over the Coosa River going from Rainbow City to Southside, which is literally a funnel. It's all it is. It's a funnel. You have no choice but to go two lane to a single lane to a two lane, because a 70-year-old bridge that can only accommodate one car at a time is the funnel from to and from major communities. Brother, you live over that way.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my word, yeah. It is complete funnel.
The wrong time of the morning going, if you're coming across, you just like, might as well just wait.
Oh, you have to time it just perfect, because it backs up. It backs up forever.
I saw it back up at least a half a mile one time just to get across the bridge.
Oh, yeah. In the mornings especially, and then in the evenings, at least we have the double going back.
Well, and what's so maddening is, you're right, the bridge going south, and that, mm-hmm. that is Highway 77. The bridge going south,
yes,
is a giant two-lane bridge that was built years ago. If they only built the southbound. They did not build the northbound.
Right.
So the northbound is stuck with a little bitty funnel.
And after like race weekend,
oh my
NASCAR
gosh.
Race weekend,
major thoroughfare for Talladega.
Don't even get out.
Yeah.
Don't even go.
It's like what Erica was saying earlier about what Beach Fest, what they call it down there? The Hangout Fest or whatever. Yeah. And she's not even getting out of her house.
No, don't even do it.
But Aldot let the bids, and you've got $35 to $40 million of Memorial Parkway overpass projects being built up by Maston Lake Road. Wow. Meanwhile, you had a story here on WVTM Channel 13 out of Coleman. This story came out just a couple weeks ago. Coleman is finally doing a ribbon cutting on Highway 157. If you're familiar with the area, there's a bridge that was built and finished in 2013, and you couldn't access it. It was just there, but you couldn't access it. Like, why is that a good idea? And Aldot's spokesman, Seth Burkett, he says, well, that's because work stops on a project doesn't mean it's dead. You may complete some work on it and just step back from that and do other projects. How about this? If you start a project, finish it. Why do they do this? Highway 411 going up to Cherokee County that I talked about earlier. They cut it all in. They graded it. They took the properties by eminent domain. They did all the things they were going to do, and then they never paved it. And it stayed unpaved for about 6 years. And now you got this over in Coleman. Well, praise God, Highway 57, you can actually drive on the bridge. Whoop, whoop. Wasn't that the plan in the beginning? Yeah, when they finished it in 2013, 10 years ago. And now they finally connected it. The mayor, Cullman Mayor Woody Jacobs, says, yeah, it gets to the point that people start making fun of it, calling it Bridges to Nowhere. That's because it was. And then they tell me they're prioritizing their funding for widening two-lane highways other places. Okay, then why'd you build the bridge? Sat there doing nothing for 10 years. God bless the people of Cullman. I'm surprised they didn't march with torches and pitchforks down on Al Dott's offices. But yeah, that kind of politics has got to stop, man. Because road building, it's expensive, and I know it. And I'm an opponent to the gas tax. I thought they went about it all wrong. By the way, in case you didn't know this, they said they had to have more money for roads and bridges. What they weren't telling you was they were already spending some of the existing road and bridge money they had on other things besides roads and bridges, like the court system, state troopers, both of which are wonderful and needed, but they were taking money out of the, like, $65 million a year coming out of the road and bridge fund, but they raised your taxes anyway because they said they didn't have enough. Well, before you say you don't, quote-unquote, have enough, stop using what you've got for the wrong things. Just, I mean, I'm so sorry. Is that common sense? I'm pretty sure I just labeled common sense, and I was talking politics. They don't always mix. I know, oil and water. But the reality is this. You can't keep doing that stuff and expect the good people of the state to be okay with it. And the people in Cullman, I don't know what it took for them to finally get their connection to the bridge from nowhere, but it 10 years it sat there. People up in Cherokee County, 40 years they waited for four-laning. It's unbelievable to me the amount of politics mixed in with asphalt. All right, folks, that's it for that dipper. You got any comments? You are welcome to text them in. We'll check them out right after the break. We'll come back from that break, finish this section up, and then bottom of the hour, it's that time. Boomer McQueen. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Making it cool to be a conservative. Ellis from Huntsville just texted in. He says, this road thing must be why my property tax is going up 41% this year in Baldwin County. Dang, dude, 41%. Well, I do know this. A lot of the tax offices did reassessments. And depending upon where you live, you may find that they think you're more valuable than you were before. And that means they get more tax money. I don't know. By the way, we got a new texter. You need to tell us who you are and where you're from. Give us a first name and where you're from. A 205 area code says, hey, Phil, I taught school for 33 years, and our motto for every one of those years was, would somebody please use some common sense? But you can't often find it. Where was I? Let's see here. Tony from Piedmont. He says, I know about that bridge in Cullman. I drove that road to Florence hauling fertilizer. He also said Jacksonville's a mess. Yes, it is. And then he also, by the way, Tony from Piedmont points out, I'd forgotten about this. He says, ask yourself how long the I-59 from Gadsden north of the state line was a mess and still is a mess. But there's a period of time there where, so there's warring factions, if you didn't know this. There are warring factions within road building. There's asphalt road builders and there's concrete road builders. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Concrete road builders build roads that don't have to be resurfaced or repaved or redone as often because it's made of concrete. More expensive, but in the long run, you save on the maintenance costs. Asphalt road builders put it down cheaper, but they got to come back and redo it more often because asphalt doesn't last as long as concrete. Okay, that being said, there's a warring faction constantly going on, and at some point, the asphalt road builders in Alabama got with the powers that be in Montgomery and made sure that things were written a certain way in the legislation that allowed asphalt road builders to have a leg up. Well, okay. At some point, though, concrete road builders said, hey, foul. That's politics, you think? And they got an opportunity to put in a section of Interstate 59 from roughly northern parts of Gadsden near the Nakalula exit up towards Fort Payne. I want to say it was like a 10 or 20 mile stretch. My God. It took them like 6 years. For a while there, basically the interstate, you just expected it. You were going to be funneled into a one lane share the left side or north, share the south side and just have to drive, with concrete barriers in the middle. And I hate doing that, by the way. All that to say, it was a mess. Leanne from Huntsville says, just once I'd like to hear a little bit more Stranglehold. Boomer, she wants to, so I guess what she's saying is less of Phil talking, more of the bump music. That's what I got. That's what I got. So turn your mic on and tell me what are you going to do.
I'll do it on the outro, so then you can hear a little bit longer.
Okay. All right. Brand new texter in here, Robert from Harvest. We're glad you're in the mix. He says, is it politics that keeps construction around the Huntsville area so protracted? My parents' generation were able to build the Empire State Building in less than 12 months. Takes us 18 months and 2 years or 2 years to get to a small concrete bridge across the creek in this area. What in the world? I know, man. It's because, and that's sometimes that's politics, and sometimes it's because the regulatory aspects of road building and bridge building, we way overbuild, if you know what I'm saying. Alan from ARAB, he says, Phil, we got a saying at work that we don't make sense, we make missiles. We have a saying at work that we don't make sense, we make missiles. We have to put a dollar in the jar every time we try to make that make sense. MJ from Athens, if you want another asphalt story and some shady deals, look into Grayson Carter and Son Asphalt Plant in Limestone County, she says. Interesting. Okay, I don't know about that one, but all right. Thanks, MJ. Got a brand new texter also, Benji from Hackleberg. Boomer, you plugged that one in already. Thank you very much. Benji from Hackleberg says, regarding the roads that have been started and never finished, they started the bypass road around the town of Phil Campbell and Haleyville. The bed has been laid, the bridge of a Bear Creek's been built, and it's been stopped. He says, it's my understanding that somebody in Haleyville has blocked completion around the city of Haleyville. Not sure how reliable the source was that claimed that. It'd be nice to see that one completed. I get it. Why would you do that much work and then stop? Bruce from Hazel Green says, yes, Highway 53 in Huntsville money was already allocated for the project going to Ardmore. All right, cool. And then Leanne from Huntsville again. She says, I agree. Is she saying I agree with me not talking as much and playing more Stranglehold? I don't know. That's the other Leanne from Huntsville, though, saying that. So we have two Lee. I don't know what's happening right now. We got Leanne from Huntsville and Leanne from Huntsville that are both giving me the business about playing Stranglehold.
Or maybe they just agree with what you're saying.
Maybe so. Yeah. And then Raven from Russellville just texted in. He goes, common sense isn't common. That is true. Thank you, my brother. All right, we're going to come back from this next break here in a minute with Boomer and McQueen, and we'll see what's going on in their minds right now. I got some questions for them, and we'll throw them out there and see what's what. In the meantime, y'all stay tuned. And by the way, Leanne from Huntsville, here's a longer bump music for you. Phil Williams, we'll be right back.